So this is Mom, a talk about Ubuntu phones.
Okay, hi, welcome. Can everybody hear me? Those who cannot, please say yes. Just to make things more confusing. So Ubuntu Touch, what isn't it? Ubuntu Touch is not Android. Ubuntu Touch is not iOS. It's not desktop Ubuntu. I'm sorry if this disappoints any of you. It shares a base with Android, but not very much else. It does not phone home to Google, which is a thing that I like. It does not phone home to Apple. So what is Ubuntu Touch? It is an OS made for mobile devices. It runs on 65 devices, mostly smartphones. Some are tablets. It's easy to use. It's elegant. There's a show and tell device making its way through the seat, so you can just take a look and touch it if you like. Just swipe and do whatever you like. It comes with a pretty decent set of installable apps. There is the possibility to run some desktop apps through something called Libertine, but most of them do not run well on a small screen, and they're not made for a touch interface anyway. So how did Ubuntu Touch come about? The development began in 2011 at Canonical, which you probably all heard of, the Ubuntu people, and it was meant to be Ubuntu plus convergence, so bringing the same OS to phones, tablets, smart TVs, and all kinds of interesting things, and this somehow never quite materialized. So by 2013 came the release of a version that could be used on a small number of smartphones, and it was released to manufacturers in 2014. Then in 2015 came the BQ Aquarius, which is now currently in the hands of one of you, and it was manufactured right away with Ubuntu Touch on it. So it's pretty unique that way, and it's a really cute little thing. And it went on sale in February 2015. But it didn't all quite work out as planned. By 2017, Canonical announced they would drop the project. And it was then taken over by the community. So there was a foundation started called UbiPorts, and they got the code and they got the right to use the name, which is quite a big thing, and the styling of Ubuntu. They started a community with forums, Telegram groups, and so on. And then in 2018, they reached OTA 4, the upgrade that brought us to the base of Ubuntu 16.04 instead of 15.04. So that was pretty good. So that's the past. And what about the future? The future means Ubuntu 20.04, which is a bit late, I know. They're working really hard on it, and they're very sorry, but it's going to be great. And there's also something interesting called Waydroid. Waydroid is sort of an improved version of Nbox, which you may have heard of. Nbox is meant to allow running Android apps on Ubuntu Touch, but it didn't work very well. So Waydroid is a much improved version of Android, of Nbox, which will make it possible to run a lot more Android apps on Ubuntu Touch. So that's pretty good news. So who are the people making this happen? They're the foundation called UbiPorts, and they're located in Germany, and they have a cute logo, which is always a good thing. And the developers are very approachable. They're easy to talk to. They have regular Q&A sessions. You can just message them and they'll answer. They're pretty decent folks, and they're an international bunch as well. There's this community, and there's the forum and everything, and a lot of people in there also contribute. So it's really made by the community, which is pretty cool, I think. But then, how did I get involved? Oops, I was forgetting to press the buttons. So, why was I interested in Ubuntu Touch at all? Well, I've always been Google averse. I've always disliked the big G. And I've been using Linux since 2015. You can laugh if you want. Thank you. I've been using an old black phone that I got for cheap, hoping it would improve my privacy. Then I got into Lineage OS, which was pretty good. But I wanted something even more Google-free. And I don't use a lot of Android apps anyway. So I heard about Ubuntu Touch, and it sounded neat. It sounded like it was easy to install. There was a GUI installer. Yay, clicky things. I like clicky things. And yeah, so I happen to have a very well-supported device, which is the OnePlus One, which is a very decent piece of hardware still, even now. It's better than it has any right to be at the price people paid for it. It's just outdated. Well, not with the Ubuntu Touch, it isn't. So I managed to install it. Woo! To my own surprise. And I just wanted to try it out for 2 weeks. And it's been more than a year since. Those 2 weeks are ongoing. I'm not exactly sure what happened here, but I do think I like it. Well, why do I like it? Okay, there is a lot of purple. It really is easy to use. It's easy to get used to. Swiping is everything here. It's different from Android in very pleasant ways. The learning curve is short. It feels friendly. It feels polished. It feels well thought out. There's a community. It's friendly. It's welcoming. It's not commercial. I like that. It's privacy focused. It makes you feel like you're in control of your device. So that's all very positive, and I'm not even getting paid for this. But what do I not like about it? Okay, apart from the purple, there's a fair deal of orange. I don't like orange all that much. It cannot be used on every smartphone, so you would need to get a suitable device. That's a bit of a shame, but they're working on it. The app you may want may not or not yet exist. My personal bugbear is that the UT app for Signal is unfinished and missing features. If anyone's interested and competent in app development or encryption algorithms and want to help, please hit me up after I'm done. Please. So, what is it like? Because that's what you want to know, right? There's no home screen. That's really different. It looks like Unity, to be honest. Doesn't it? It looks like Unity. It has a launcher that shows a row of your favorite apps. Yes, you can edit that. So this version of Unity is called Lomiri, and it was developed especially for Ubuntu Touch. And besides the launcher that you're seeing, is there an app drawer that holds all of your apps. And if you are a bit set in your Android ways, like I was, you can install one of several apps that does give you a more conventional home screen. So you could have all the buttons you want right there. I won't judge. I do it myself. So it's a really swipe-centric OS. It's all about the swiping. You can do things by swiping from the edges of the screen inwards. Sometimes a long swipe does a different thing than a short swipe. You can swipe from the bottom to get different options. Long swiping from the right edge. No, short swiping first. That takes you back to the previously used app. So that's like a back button, which it doesn't have. But if you go from the right for a long swipe, then you get the concertina view, which you are seeing here, which I think looks pretty Linuxy, pretty cool. It's a good way to impress people. The lock screen looks really cool. it has this circle. The circle represents the day of the month. And the petals that look like a flower represent what you've been doing all month. So taking pictures, taking calls, stuff like that. It's all represented there. But of course, you can add a different picture. This is mine, which I think looks pretty neat. So the lock screen is very specific to Ubuntu Touch. Nobody else uses that. So I'm sure that by now you're pretty eager to try this all out for yourself. So how do I get Ubuntu Touch? Well, first you would need a supported device. There's a nice big list of supported devices which also tells you how well supported they are. Can it make calls? Can you use the camera? Pretty interesting stuff. And there's an installer. And the installer runs on a lot of computer platforms. Yes, the one you're using too, probably. Or you can be lazy and spend a little more money and buy a pre-installed new device. There is the PinePhone, there is the Vola. They're a bit, not all features work just yet. They're gonna be really nice, like pretty soon, maybe not just today. And the third option is buy a used device that somebody else has already flashed to Ubuntu Touch, which is in most countries a very viable option for the lazy and works really well. But your best option is probably, because of more choice, to get a supported device and flash it yourself. And if I can do it, you can probably do it too. This is a look at the devices page that shows you which devices are supported. You'll see some right at the top, which are the best supported. And the list goes on and on. As you can see, this picture was not taken today, but because there's one more today. And then you use the installer, and it leads you through it, and it pretty much always works. And it's not hard, and there are instructions. It works fairly well. So, if you're interested, where else should you look? You should definitely look at this website. Because this is where you find the most important information about Ubuntu Touch and all the other websites that are related follow from here. So, are there any questions? If they're too technical, I will not be able to answer them, but I can probably point you to the place where you can get an answer, or I can ask someone else, so try me. And if I don't have an answer, I can always nod and smile.
Okay. I just tried the demo device, and yes. I was able to gain root by typing sudo dash I without typing any password. Do you know why that decision was made?
Most likely because I set it to not lock in any way, so you folks could look at it.
Okay, yeah. I also
This is not standard security. Yeah. This is no security.
I also tried his. I could gain root the same way.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. You have now hit the wall of my knowledge. Also on how to make a nice transparent PNG, but well. By default, Ubuntu Touch is write only. The root, at least, is write only. So yes, you can gain root access, but you'll have to know how. It's done. It's not recommended unless you know what you're doing, which I don't. So it's not top secure, and that is not what it's there for. It's mostly focused on privacy more than on security. There are more secure phones. Does that answer your question in any way? Thank you. Anybody else? That was the talk. If there are no more questions, then we're done here.
Well, giving a pause to Moam.